This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. Senate is set to open Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial starting in just a few hours from right now. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
Trump's Senate impeachment trial will open with a question over whether it should even happen. The Senate will spend 4 hours debating whether it's constitutional to try a president who has left office, with Texas Republican John Cornyn reminding everybody it's now ex-President Trump.
A private citizen.
Trump's lawyers say it's unconstitutional, but Cornell expert Michael Dorff says there is precedent.
Belknap case.
Former Secretary of War William Belknap, who resigned in 1876, hours before he was to be impeached, the Senate still tried him. And top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Trump shouldn't get a pass either.
You cannot sweep it under the rug.
Belknap was acquitted, and Trump likely will be as well, since it would take two-thirds of a 50-50 Senate to convict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Demonstrators against Myanmar's military takeover took to the streets again today in defiance of new rules that make their protests illegal. Crowds gathered and marched in the country's biggest city of Yangon despite a heightened security presence. As they did so, police were arresting protesters and using water cannons to try to disperse the crowd in Mandalay. In a statement issued during a media briefing, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price stated the United States stands with the people of Myanmar and supports their right to assemble peacefully amid mass demonstrations against a military coup in the country on February 5th. Tensions are running high in Haiti today, a day after police clashed with anti-government protesters demanding that embattled President Jovenel Moise resign. This is VOA News. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen said today that her administration will keep close and frequent contacts with the U.S. as she expressed her concerns about Chinese military aircraft in the Indo-Pacific region. She said, "We have also noticed that during this period, the U.S. has expressed its clear attitude with the presence of U.S. military aircraft and vessels that navigate in the region in the name of freedom of navigation when the Indo-Pacific's region's security and status quo is being challenged." Tsai made the announcement at a Lunar New Year speech at the presidential office in Taipei. House Democrats are proposing $1,400 in payments to Americans making up to $75,000 as part of President Biden's COVID relief plan. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
The proposal comes as Congress begins to piece together the $1.9 trillion relief package that tracks President Biden's plan for battling the pandemic and reviving a still staggering economy. Besides the $1,400 direct payments to individuals, Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee bolstered unemployment benefits and offered more generous tax breaks for families with children, for lower earners, and for those buying health insurance on marketplaces created by the Affordable Care Act. The panel, which plans to approve the measure by week's end, would also provide health care subsidies for some unemployed workers. I'm Julie Walker.
A World Health Organization expert said today that the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab and most probably jumped to humans via an intermediate species. WHO food safety and animal diseases expert Peter Ben Emberek made the assessment in a summation of a WHO team investigation into the possible origins of the coronavirus in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first cases were discovered in December of 2019. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has collected extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. Germany, Poland, and Sweden have each declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata. They were retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from the three European Union countries. Russian officials accused them of attending a demonstration in support of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Germany's foreign ministry said Russia's decision to expel the diplomats, including a staffer at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, was not justified in any way. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.